Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
Are you sure it's safe to go spelunking down here, Cordial?
Sure thing, Halbert. I've been down here plenty of times.
What's that?
Oh, it's nothing. Just people setting off dynamite.
It's a penguin! Oh no, the trap! Cordial, we're gonna die!
Now just hold on a sec, Halbert. This here's the McCaffrey National Semen Cave System.
So,
you dummy, that means we can lick our way out of here. It's only 30 or 40 feet of crystallized semen to the surface.
I wasn't born yesterday, Cordial. I know we can lick our way out of here. I just can't stand the taste.
Hell, but you dummy, why do you think I packed a month's supply of masked sexual flavor strips? It tastes good. You can choose from four delicious flavors. Strawberry, chocolate, mango, and watermelon.
Mask sexual flavor strips are designed to deliciously disguise the taste of semen. In four exciting flavors, they're bound to get you out of the stickiest of situations. Go to sexualflavors.com today to find your flavor.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily. You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's gotta have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can get all your sex questions answered. Check out our videos. Check out our blogs. All of our shows. We've got hundreds of shows you can download. And just goddamn it, get there to our site because it's exciting and it's fun. And you get discounts on special products and stuff like that. So it's good times. Good to be back here in San Francisco after my trip to LA where I've been living for the last 5 days.
It's more than a trip.
No, I moved there for 3 months, as people know. I've heard from a lot of listeners. They're like, hey, how's LA? Da, da, da. But I was only there for 5 days, and I did not leave yet. I just had to go to Michigan, and then now I'm in San Francisco.
Wait, so you moved to Los Angeles. You were there 5 days, and then you left.
And then I left because I had to go to Michigan.
How was Michigan?
Michigan was amazing. It was my niece's 13th birthday.
Were you a star in Michigan?
No, but I don't think of myself like a star, but I have to say that a lot of people watch television in Michigan.
Yeah, I mean, I would assume it's a smaller town.
It's a smaller town, and my mom's on it. My brother was on the show. We're talking about Misadvised, the Bravo television show that I was on. But my dental hygienist today freaked out because I haven't been to my dentist. This is a new dentist that I went to. Mm-hmm. And I walked in and she was like, and it was sort of inappropriate. She like went out to the lobby to call me in. And she was like, oh, I know you. So the whole time she was doing my teeth, she was like freaking out about
the
show.
Your teeth look beautiful, by the way.
Can you tell? Yeah. I just got them clean today.
Yeah, they look whiter.
I needed it. So she was very into the show and very excited to be cleaning my teeth. She's like, oh, you're so little. You're so cute. Da, da, da. I love Misadvised. And do you have a boyfriend yet? And what's going on? So it's fun. Good times.
How's that going, by the way?
What?
You brought it up.
Boyfriend? It's
what?
It's challenging because I'm living now in Los Angeles, except for this temporary stint in San Francisco to see you.
I thought you cut that off. I thought you were done.
No, we're together. We're still. I don't like the word boyfriend. It just makes me tense.
You may have a boyfriend, but it does frighten you to say the word boyfriend.
Yeah, I don't love it.
You have issues.
I mean, I picked up and moved to LA. Like
that. No,
that nobody can heal on the planet. It's so true. I went to, all is good. I mean, LA is just, it's literally like, it is, I'm not to be cliche, but like, it's warm at night. It really is. It's like, it's warm in the day. It's warm in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot. It's freezing cold in San Francisco all the time.
Yeah.
I'm happy there. You're going to come visit? I got his tickets to the Playboy Mansion, done and done whenever you want it. I've secured two people now.
I've heard about this for
years. No, Menace, it's true. It's true. Like, no, now it's done. Like, I know it. I talked to my manager. It's done. We'll do it. Playboy Mansion.
All right.
And we'll do it for like four shows.
Okay.
And we're going to do the T-Radio V podcast down there. I went to go see the video podcast.
Yeah,
and I went to go
facility?
See their studios. It's huge. Nice. Really, really nice. I hung out with your buddy Elvis.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Yeah. He had nice things to say about you.
He's fun, right?
He's so fun. Oh, my God. He's the nicest guy. He keeps sending me things to do in LA.
Yeah.
Like, he's very cute.
He's cool.
Yeah. So today's show, we're going to be talking about lots of stuff. We got sex in the news. We got your emails. And we've got special guests, Ben and Jen Rode. They're going to talk about Explosive Sexual Healing. That's their program. And it's all about the female orgasm and why every man should be excited for his woman to have an orgasm. It's about the vagina, your favorite topic, Menace.
They cook more after that, right? Once they have
exactly. They cook more. They do more things like that. They're going to clean the house and make you dinner.
At least it makes it worth it.
Exactly.
At least they can drive me
That's
to talk.
That's why Menace would be like, you have an orgasm? Yeah. Yes, I'm going to have some chicken parmesan.
I mean, or if they at least drive me to Taco Bell after, I'll be happy.
Friggin' not one show can go by without you mentioning Taco Bell.
I'm just saying. I'm working on getting my Taco Bell tattoo.
No, you're not. Please don't. Please don't get a Taco Bell tattoo. You're not going to get one.
Yeah.
You're not going to get one. What's new with you? I haven't seen you in a year and a half, it feels like.
I'm, you know, just doing morning radio every day.
I hear you every morning when I go to the gym.
You do, really?
Every morning I listen to you. Live 105.
Yeah.
105.3. Everyone go there if you're in San Francisco Bay Area.
Yeah, it's fun doing that. And then
he's so cute with your Roku commercials and stuff.
Oh, yeah. A lot of Roku.
Whatever the hell that is.
So much stuff right now.
I know.
But I just working like crazy and traveling. I'm going to go to Disneyland real quick.
Oh, of course you are.
I'm going to go to Vegas again. For New Year's, taking my 21-year-old sister
know,
and her friends.
I know, that's adorable.
And I think I'm actually going back to Vegas that week, so a lot of Vegas is coming up. Yeah.
I'm going in February, I just found out.
February,
whatever, if you want to come to Vegas.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll be in Los Angeles in February, because that's usually when the Grammys are.
Right. You're coming down before then, though, because you promised me you'd come down every month and we'll do four shows.
I will be there. I need to go down there anyways for a meeting, so I'll be there.
Okay, good. Like, I'm so excited. I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that moment to happen. Today's show, we just got to mention real quick, Audible. Today's show is brought to you by Audible. Visit audiblepodcast.com/Emily for your free audiobook download. In the first, before we get to emails, I just want to thank them because you can get a free audio download. We love Audible. And like, I am going to Mexico, which I didn't even friggin' mention yet that I've got a vacation in Mexico in a week from now. And I'm going on Saturday for a week. And I'm downloading all these books from Audible that I can read and that I can without having to schlep down in my suitcase to Mexico. So I love Audible. Everyone visit audiblepodcast.com/Emily for your free audiobook download. And also we have a new sponsor and you're going to love this.
All right, what do you got?
Screaming O. It's the official couples ring of the Sex with Emily show. They make vibrating rings, but they not only make vibrating like cock rings, but they make like hundreds of them.
You're a big advocate of
I know, but I've never had a sponsor that just will send me. They're sending me like hundreds of them tomorrow, and you have to try one.
What?
Screaming O. Everyone go to Screaming O. Go to my website, click on Screaming O, and you get over $40. You get over orders over $40 get free shipping. And they have a lot of stuff that you can buy. They don't just have rings, but they've got they've got their new studio collection. Oh my God, I have to show this to you. It's makeup, but it looks like makeup, but it's actually vibrators. So they have like a lip gloss, and they have like a blush and an eyeshadow, and it like really looks like a vibrator you have in your pocket.
Does it charge on USB?
No. I don't think so.
You need to get a USB.
It might. I haven't gotten them yet. I'm getting them tomorrow. I've seen them. I saw them at the trade show, but I haven't actually. They're arriving tomorrow, so I'm going to bring them to Mexico, where I'm going on Saturday. for a week.
Jesus.
Are you excited for
me? For somebody that just moved, you're doing way too much traveling.
Well, can I just tell you how sad I am to be away from LA? Like, I already feel like it's my home. I was there for 5 days. And I'm excited for Mexico. Don't get me wrong. I haven't had a vacation in 8 years. In fact, I don't own a bathing suit. Like, I literally do not have a bathing suit. I'm just going to go naked.
Your whole life is a vacation. What are you talking about?
My whole life is a... People have the wrong idea of me. I was, like, having a nervous breakdown 10 minutes ago. Are you kidding me? My whole life is a vacation. I guess I'm always having a nervous breakdown, too. But maybe it seems like everything's
I don't
good.
Really take your nervous breakdown seriously.
Nobody does.
I just say, oh, it's
nobody
be okay.
does, and that's a problem. It's going to be okay, out. Fine, whatever, whatever. But, you know, no one cares. But so, also, last night I was the VIP guest at this event for Wine, Women, and Shoes. Mm-hmm. Three of my favorite things. And I had to get up and make a speech in front of like 300 women. And I was a little nervous talking about, because I know that I talk and I'm talking to like a million people right now, but I don't really realize it when you get on stage. So I just started talking about sex and like why it's important and it's empowerment and women. And it was like kind of women like sipping their wine, like shopping for shoes. And I was talking about orgasms. It was very interesting.
I wish I was there. Night.
I wish you were there too, Menace, but there were no dudes there. But you could have come if you wanted to. And, that's what we got. What else with you? What else? You're telling me nothing. You're working. You're going to Vegas again.
Working,
you're going to Disneyland.
Traveling,
big deal.
Yeah.
You're always going to Disneyland. Just don't get arrested.
Yeah, not this time.
Okay, good.
No, I think,
don't do anything lewd to Mickey Mouse.
My life is kind of boring right now. I usually have a fun story to share. I really don't have anything.
Okay. I have a ton of fun stories to share.
Okay, go
well,
ahead.
Well, now I feel pressure.
Well, check this out.
Yeah.
Do you have it in your news?
Do I have my sex news?
Do you have it
news?
In your news who was voted sexiest man alive?
No, tell me, who?
It was Shannon Tatum. Shannon Tatum?
Is that Channing how you say Tatum? It? I have seen the name. I don't know who he is.
All right. So some of the girls in the office that I work with.
Right.
They said that this guy has a butterface.
Really?
The guy that was in Magic Mike said that he had a butterface. I'm like, what? And I go, who are you in love with? And they go, Ryan Gosling. I'm like, Ryan Gosling has a wormy face.
Right,
like,
right.
You know?
Totally not cute.
Like, are you going to put Shannon, what's it, the F is his name?
Channing Tatum. I've just seen it
Sorry.
In writing. I don't know any of these
Channing
people.
Channing Tatum.
I don't know celebrity
versus
stuff.
On face value, you're going to say that he has a butterface.
Who voted him sexiest man alive?
Whatever freaking magazine
I don't
did,
have
they do
the
that
article.
All the time.
I don't have the news story.
But that was, yeah, that was the big talk in the office. And then the other talk was, if the world was going to end and you could only have sex with one celebrity, who would it be?
Oh, God, I hate these questions.
I already know who your answer is.
Who?
I know who it is.
I don't even know who my answer is. What's
I know
my
who
answer?
Your answer?
Talk to me. Who's
is
my answer?
Weird? You're going to say Bill Clinton.
Just because I said that on Andy Cohn's show does not mean that I'm going to say it now. But I would have sex with Bill Clinton.
Oh, my God.
But he's not really a celebrity.
He's like a 1,000-year-old man
but like
now.
But Bill Clinton in 1992.
Okay.
Can I do that? Can I time travel with Bill Clinton? I loved him. I used to have sex dreams about him. Is that wrong? Can you get arrested?
Weird.
Oh, no. You only get arrested if you even make threats to the president. Okay, if you used to have dreams about sleeping with him.
Yeah. Do you have anybody? You watch no television. So.
I don't watch television, but all my mom and dad, stepdad do is watch television in Michigan, like literally 24/7.
I would love them. I would talk to them about so much
my stepdad's
stuff.
Deaf, but he doesn't want to like admit that he's deaf. Mm-hmm. So the TV is so loud and the whole house is vibrating and I have to walk off with earplugs. It's horrible. And they're watching Homeland.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? And they're watching like all they do is like, oh, time for Homeland, time for this, time for that.
Sounds like fun.
No, television. I hate the sound.
I got a new TV. That's why
I'm
so boring now.
Why? What'd you get? What kind? Not like I know or.
Really? My dream TV, I got a Samsung LED, super thin TV. It has
cool.
A smart TV, has all the stuff built into it. It's crazy.
Isn't everything TV have every stuff built into it?
Not right now. I mean, all the like newer ones do, yeah.
Okay. It's what was cool. This shitty TV that you made me buy a few years ago?
It's not a shitty TV.
I'm kidding. It was a nice one. Was it Samsung?
You got an LCD, yeah.
Did I? Okay, I never used it. I only used it when I was on television.
You used it, and then you watched porn on it when all the interns were over. So,
right, that was fun. Yeah. That was fun. We watched our Fire TV. That was a great thing. But, you know, speaking of porn, I have to mention something that is not porn. Sinclair Institute is one of our sponsors, and Sinclair Institute makes these amazing educational DVDs that are not porn, but They're educational, and you will see naked people having sex, but they can mm-hmm. actually teach you something about having sex. Like if you want to know more about how to perform oral sex, how to spice things up in your relationship, what to do about a low libido, blah, blah, blah. You don't know what to do about those things. You email me about them, and you can watch a video. So go to SinclairInstitute.com. Use coupon code EMILY50 for 50% off any item. I just want to say that.
Well, you do have a nice tutorial video where you go through their studios. That's up at sexlily.com.
That was fun. That's
sexlily.com.
I go watch people having sex, and then
it looked like you walked off a talk show set because you have like this ridiculous, like fancy red dress on.
Oh, right,
and then
my red dress.
Like, this shoot where people are having sex. It was very awkward. Did you like leave?
I did. Like, they were like, "We're going to bang again." I'm like, "See ya later."
Yeah, but the you were like a little overdressed for a shoot where people were having.
Well, I was
sex.
In LA. It was the only thing I had to wear. No, I don't know. Yeah, they were naked, and I was in my nice red dress, which I totally overwore. But speaking of red dress, also, so Jeff Probst, I was on the Jeff Probst show, as you know, like 4 or 5 times. But last week, so my mom tapes everything that I'm on, DVRs it or whatever mm-hmm. the hell it's called these days. And so we sat down and we watched it. And I don't love watching myself on TV. So I watched the doctor's clip, which was funny. And mm-hmm. then I gave away Jimmy Jane candles to everyone in the audience, which was which was fun. And I taught America how to make a dental dam.
Yeah.
Which was embarrassing because everyone in the audience looked at me horrified. They didn't know what a dental dam was, which is something that you use for if you're performing oral sex on a woman. And it's to protect you from STDs, and it's like latex. And I taught America how to make one using a latex glove, and it's pretty funny.
A bootleg dental dam.
Exactly. But then I was on Jeff Probst. He just interviewed me one-on-one. The other ones I've been on have been like on the couch segments. He has a segment called On the Couch. Have you seen any of them yet?
Yeah, I remember I called you, and I saw it on the website. Never remember anything.
No. That was behind the scenes at Jeff Probst. That wasn't on the show. So he interviewed me for like 20 minutes. And I was wearing red, and I liked it, and I liked the dress. And it was really funny because my mom was watching it, too. We watched it together, and he asked – you just find it entertaining. He asked me a lot about, like, you know, my sex life and dating and, like, what – like, I was talking about a lot of the things I talk about on the show, about orgasms and that women don't need to take charge of their own orgasms and that they shouldn't rely on men. And it was just – it was good. He gave me, like, a good – like, a bully pulpit to, like, talk about what I cared about. And I watched it. I don't, you know, when you're getting filmed, you don't remember, but then I watched it and it was fun.
Oh my God, there's this new show on TLC. I thought about you.
Uh-oh. What is it?
Because you're always talking about, you know, you gotta be, you know, you can be at whatever age and still having sex, right?
Right, of course.
So they have this show on TLC called Super Cougars. Yeah, they're like 85, 90 years old, and they're like sleeping with like 20-year-olds.
Seriously?
And they have this one lady that was like 50, like 56, and she was crawling out of her boyfriend's window because he still lived with his mom.
Oh, God, who are these effed up people?
No,
seriously,
it
that's
was hilarious.
So dysfunctional and sad.
And this one chick, this 80
because he was
plus,
in high school and she could get arrested for sleeping with him or something?
No, he was of age, but. He still lived with his mom, so she would have to crawl in and out of the window. And then there was like this like 80-year-old plus lady where she like is all about yoga and stuff like that. So she was doing like all these crazy positions and it was
hilarious. Funny and it was actually good. Or
yeah.
You just, okay.
I mean TLC is on fire right now. They
is
got
it?
Like some
what's the other one good
quality
one on TLC?
Program.
I don't even know.
Like
I
Honey Boo Boo and all that
oh,
stuff.
Oh, that's where Honey Boo Boo is? I still haven't seen that. I'm just going to come over and watch on your new fancy TV.
TLC is like the
if you'll have
the
me.
Network of freaks, and I love it. It's great.
Is it? But it wasn't before. It was like the Learning Channel, and now it's like the Honey Boo Boo Channel.
Yeah, it's amazing because they know that's where you make money. Because hello, people. I'm sorry. No matter how cool you think you are, this is what America likes to watch, okay? I'm sorry that it's not a show about like NPR or anything like that, you know?
Yeah.
Welcome to America, mainstream America.
I know, seriously, everyone loves it. But okay, let's get into some emails. We're skipping sex in the news.
Okay,
I just feel like
fine.
It. Unless you have any other news, I'm trying to think of what happened in the.
You know me. I always talk about pop culture, but apparently Robert Pattinson and that other chick are back together.
Yeah. They got back together a while ago, I think.
What the F is wrong with
my
you,
mom?
Man?
Knows all this stuff. My mom like amazes me with everything she knows. Like, oh no,
oh my God. Your mom and I should do a side podcast together about pop culture.
Seriously, totally, you should. My mom's like, oh yeah, they got married, they got divorced, they had a baby. I'm like, how the hell do you know? Like, how do you have time? Like,
because you can't get away from it. Open a newspaper, open the freaking internet, or turn on the TV. You can't get away from it.
That's my problem, is that I don't digest other media.
I don't know where the F...
I'm in my brain. I'm in my head all day. I'm like in my head, like writing. Like today, okay. So today I had to write a story for Cosmo magazine, and I was supposed to turn it in. Well, I did turn it in finally on time, but it was taking me a very long time. And it was about the proliferation of porn in America, and if I think that porn has had an impact on how people have sex today, and what I think about porn. And then it was the bottom line was, what happened to romantic sex, and how do you bring romance back into your relationship? And so I just wrote about how, yes, I do think that it's sad when people learn from porn. You shouldn't learn from porn. You should learn something from like the Sinclair Institute DVDs, but not porn, because porn is technically is shot in a way to that's titillating and that you find that men and women, you know, find attractive to look at, but it's not necessarily where you should be learning the lessons of how to have sex. It's not like, oh, like they did that in porn, so I should do that myself. I don't think it's a great learning tool. I think it's I have nothing against porn for that, but for learning, like it's a lot of kids, it's how their first entree, they're like indoctrinated into sex through porn, and I think that's a problem. And then it was like, what is romantic sex? And like, why is it important? You never see romantic sex. You always talk about the crazy weird sex, but why aren't people talking about romantic sex? And so like, when I say romantic sex, like what do you think about?
Romantic sex?
Yeah, if I say like romantic sex, like does it make you want to go, ugh?
Yeah, it seems like a lot of work.
That's what I said. I was like, the reason why people, you don't hear about it as much is you don't see it as much, or you know, people don't talk about it as much because it takes more work. It's like mind body connection. Like you have to like work at romantic sex, but romantic sex is so important. If you're not connected to your partner on that like spiritual intimate level, you know, and there are things you can do, but don't say to your partner though, because it's a women's magazine. So don't say, let's have a talk about romantic sex because he'll leave. But just say like, you know, I love our sex life. Everything's great. Or, you know, I'm really enjoying our sex life, but here's something I think we could do to take it to the next level. And then I talked about, she didn't want me. She's like, don't talk about candles and lighting candles, all that stuff. So I just said about talking, communication, lubrication, whatever. So that's what I was working on
talking
today. Communication. Talk about what you like. What's your fantasies? What turned you on? What's your thing? What's your deal? I mean, I don't understand why couples don't talk to each other at all. It makes no sense to me. Okay, I'm going to move into emails.
What do you got?
How do you feel about that? Okay, you can always email me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. I try to answer all your emails, although there have been hundreds of them lately, like every day. And I love hearing from you, and I do read all of them, and we also answer some on our website as well as during our show. This is the Sex with Emily show. You can download hundreds of podcasts on iTunes or through my website or through the Stitcher app. Stitcher is an amazing free app for your smartphone, Stitcher, and you can just on demand listen to any goddamn podcast you want, but hopefully you'll pick ours.
Yeah, just type in sex and it pops up right away.
Pops up right away because we're the number one podcast. Hello. Okay, so that's how you can find us. Okay, emails. Hi, Emily. I care a lot about my girlfriend and want to please her as much as possible by going down on her, and I've been reading and studying a lot about techniques to do it very well. But should I just go down on her spontaneously as a surprise, or should I ask first? She's nice and reasonable, but she doesn't talk a lot about sex from being she's either shy or she wasn't raised to enjoy it. So I'm afraid if I do it out of nowhere while in bed, she will find me repulsive. Any solutions? Wise Emily. Thanks, Jason. So I get the sense that Jason hasn't had a lot of experience, perhaps performing oral sex either. Because if he's worried that the woman's going to freak out and think it's weird and creepy, I think he's probably... perhaps a little younger, which is fine. Nothing wrong with that. We've been hearing from a lot of virgins and younger-ish people lately. It changes all the time. But I would say that I wouldn't just go right down there. But what I would say is you should start to do foreplay. I would start to kiss her. I would start to turn her on. I would kiss her. I'd caress her body. I would make your way down there slowly, kissing her stomach, her thighs, her breasts. Mm-hmm. And then just make your way down there and start, like, don't go right for the clitoris. Never do that. Never go right in for it. Women are not turned on yet. They're not turned. She doesn't even know what's happening yet, but do a lot of foreplay. And then go down there and try it. I think that you're projecting that she's going to be freaked out. Maybe she's never experienced it before, but I can tell you that she'll probably like it. I don't know. I mean, some women don't like oral sex, but I'm sure she'll probably enjoy herself. And I would say that You could ask her first. You wonder if you could ask. I always think it's a little like, oh, do you mind if I like perform oral sex on you? But you could just start kissing her and say, how does this feel? Like, I would start kissing her on the lips, then start kissing her neck, her breast, and say, like, how does this feel? Like, I think you need to talk during sex. Those kinds of questions. Does this feel good? Do you want more pressure? Should I go softer? Should I go harder? And then kiss her. How does this feel? Do you like this? Does this feel good? Once you get down to her vagina and you start licking her.
I totally agree with that statement.
Oh my God, that's so weird.
I'm trying to think what other counter statement I can come up with, but I agree.
Okay.
Just go slow.
Slow. That was another one I said. You have to always go slow. People go way, way too fast. Start off really, really slow. And that is another thing that I think romantic sex is about, going back to that. I said go slow. Go 5 times slower than you think you should, because everyone goes way too fast.
I can't help but laugh when trying to
perform oral sex on a woman.
No, just being sexy. Well, that too. But like the whole being sexy. I don't know. I just, because I'm an 80s kid, so it just, being sexy just automatically in my head just goes to automatic cheese, like cheesy stuff. Like
right. The
old school cheesy lace, bras and panties right. And stuff like that. And right. Just like bad 80s music and everything, like velvet. I don't know. It's
you
just
think about that when you think about
it. And then so when I hear romantic and sexy, all the images in my head go automatically.
Those are so old. Those images are like 30 years old.
Yeah.
So stop thinking of those images.
Well, it's kind of hard.
Okay.
Not to.
Well, it can be really romantic. It's important because that's how couples connect, like spiritually, intellectually. Like you need to, if you're not connect, if you're just having sex and you're going through your routine, you're like going through like arousal and then orgasm, and that's the only thing you're dealing with, and you're not like being romantic and connected, then it's a problem for your relationship because you're not
like romantic dinners and stuff like that. That stuff is boring, don't you think? For real.
No, it's but just every like, once in a while,
you just
no,
do it because
stuff.
You think that's what you're supposed to do, but it's so effing boring.
Why, you'd rather be sitting eating Taco Bell in front of the television
I'd rather
set
be
watching
like,
Honey
be
Boo Boo.
I understand. I'd rather be next to the girl, like, yeah, having fun, maybe eating at home and stuff like that. I think that's more fun than being at,
well,
you know,
find
Benihana
someone
or something like that, you know?
Oh, I don't really
a
want
classy,
to. It's classy.
Classy.
That's a classy
spot
joint.
Like Benihana.
We should talk about tonight. I'm taking you to dinner tonight.
You are taking
are you
me to dinner
excited for
tonight.
Your birthday?
I'm very excited. I'm going to Flower and Water. That's where you're taking me, right?
I know, yeah.
It's going to be amazing. I don't even know what they serve there.
Flower and Water.
Oh.
No, they deserve, it's Italian. It's an amazing restaurant in San Francisco. Everyone should
it better
go
be good.
No, I'm seriously, you're going to
freak
out.
I'm walking out.
You're going to freak out. You're going to love it. Okay, next email. Hi, Emily. I'm 21 years old and I had my first boyfriend 2 years ago when I was 19. He got into a relationship with me after his girlfriend dumped him. He worked so hard to get my attention and waited about 2 months for me to finally go on a date with him. We instantly became comfortable with each other, but his ex seemed to still be around, talking to him, texting him. I don't mind because I thought that's his past and I'm the future. 2 months into it, he texted me one day, randomly saying he needed time for himself and that he wasn't breaking up with me, but he was. The twist is, he is my neighbor. Mm-hmm. He lives about 2 feet away from me. It was so hard seeing him bring her around, etc. The year 2012, he and his girlfriend broke up again in April, and he came back to me wanting to be friends. He apologized and was just telling me how he was just the best person in his life. The biggest mistake he made was breaking up with me. I then find out that they got back together. We don't talk now, but he says he wants us to talk and be friends. I'm just wondering, what's your take on this? I'm trying my best not to make any contact and cut him off for good. I just wonder if he ever really liked me, wanted to be friends, or he really just wants nothing to do with me. It's been on my mind for a long time. Please help. Sincerely, does time heal all?
Okay. Oh my God, so many things I want to bring up.
Okay, let me just say this. I do believe, time heals all, that he did want to be friends with you. He did like you. You're young. You're 21 years old. He's a guy, what?
He wanted to be friends with you? He wanted to sleep with you again?
Yeah, I mean, I think he wanted to sleep with you again, but
he had no one to sleep with anymore.
He broke up with the girl. He wanted to get back to with you because I truly believe that he liked you, and he also liked this other woman. And I think the kids
are
jumping into monogamy at
he
your age, and
they
want to sleep with they want to. He wanted to sleep with you. He wanted to sleep with her. He wanted to sleep with the neighbor on the other side. I mean, he wants to sleep with everybody. So I'm just saying that, but you just have to, I would cut him off for good. I mean, I know it's hard because he's your neighbor, and I'm telling you, when you get a boyfriend in a month from now or a year from now, or whenever you do, you're not going to care anymore. You're really not. You're going to see him like, hey, that's that dude who was an asshole. But this will pass. Time does heal all wounds. I'm telling you, that is such a truism to live by, that every relationship, when you're in the depths of pain, a breakup, and you think you can't live and you can't go on, I am here to tell you that you always go on and they always meet someone else and you will learn from this experience. And so my take on it is that I do believe that he really did want to be with you and he wanted to be with her and he had to choose and he chose her once and he chose you again. So I would just like let this guy go. Don't give him the time of day if you can. Just, you know, keep walking. When you're walking your car, don't stop and talk to him and cut him out of your life. Because it's hard. That's the thing. When you want to, when you're dating someone and you want to cut them off, It's you can cut them off. You can delete their number. You can block them from your phone. You can defriend them on Facebook. When they're your neighbor, you have to like see them. That's like annoying. Mm-hmm. Like I would tell you to move, but usually it's not that easy. But so you got to work really hard not bringing him back into your life. And I believe he probably does want to say hi and be friends. But just don't do it.
It's so funny because when I was eating right now. I'm sorry.
Soon, I'm starving too.
When you're reading this email and I was hearing it, the answer is so simple to us, right?
Right.
Like, we know exactly what's going on. Everyone that's in the room right now, like, just lit up and they're like, of course, this guy just wants to sleep with her. But she likes this guy and she's not in a clear mind.
Right.
You know? And it brought up this television show that's on TV. No, you're going to freaking love this TV show. It's effing amazing.
What?
It's called, there was a movie about it, Catfish, right? And it was all about how this guy fell in love with a girl online and all that stuff. But this they made it into a TV show where they follow people, say, hey, are you in an online relationship? Do you want to actually meet that person? And we'll take you to it, right?
Okay.
In the first episode, they go meet up with this girl, and she's like, yeah, I've been online dating this guy for 8 months.
And they never met?
Never met. Ugh,
people meet the person.
She's
so dumb.
Like totally head over heels. Even her sister was the one that friended this guy first on Facebook, and they fight about this guy, right? So they're like doing some investigations. So tell us more about this guy. Oh, he's a model. He travels a lot. He was working for Chelsea lately.
Oh, whatevs.
And doing cue cards or, you know, whatever. Oh, he had three sisters that tragically died in a car accident. All this crazy stuff, right? So the guys that are producing the TV show, they start doing some research and looking into the guy. And the guy had all his sisters are still alive. They call the Chelsea Lately show and say, hey, was there a guy by this name doing cue cards for you? No, there wasn't any guy doing this, right?
Oh, God.
So they're supposed to go meet up with this guy, with the girl, and they go and meet with the girl first and say, hey, we did some research. These are all the things that we found, right? They don't know anybody at the Chelsea Lately show that did cue cards.
Shock.
And then this girl, I mean, because she's not in right mind. She's in love, right? Just like this girl on the email.
I know.
Saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, there's probably a lot of people that work on the Chelsea Lately show. They didn't know him. They go, oh, yeah, well, we found this thing where all his sisters are still alive. Well, you know, the sisters thing is probably pretty recent and doesn't want to talk. So she was like making excuses
for
all this stuff.
Because she's like, I feel for this guy. It's been eight weeks of amazing texting, 8 months or whatever. Yeah.
No, she even talked to this guy on the phone. They call the guy on the phone. And he sounds like a 13-year-old kid, right? It's like, how do you not hear or see all this information? So finally they fly this chick out to go meet this person. They found the address. They knock on the door and it's an 18-year-old chick.
Seriously?
Yes. Who just made up this whole thing and all the photos in the guy's life was some,
like a friend of hers from high school.
She played soccer with one of the three sisters, and then she took on the persona of this guy and has been like talking on the phone with this chick for like and texting.
And
for
not
eight
knowing
months.
That the chick was a dude? I mean the dude was a chick?
Yeah.
Can't tell by the voice?
She couldn't tell by the voice. Well, when you first hear the voice on the TV show, it just sounds like a young boy. But it's actually
people are so misinformed. I've got to ask this question.
It just shows you don't see any of the signs when you're in love.
I know. Love is blind. That's why they say love is blind, because you are truly blinded by like all the red flags. You don't see them. Like you just don't see them. But here's the thing. I got to ask this recently by like a journalist or something. They were saying like, when should you meet someone when you're dating online? And I'm like, don't send more than like 3 emails back and forth. Like, meet the person right away within the first week. Otherwise, you got 8 months go by, you're talking to some 18-year-old in another country. Like, who cares? Like, why 18-year-old girl? Like, you just don't want to waste your time doing that.
Yeah, no, I've definitely met people through like every single medium.
Right.
And, yeah. It never went further.
You build them up in your mind. There's some amazing thing, blah, blah, blah.
It never went further than three messages. It was just like, oh, you happen to be here at the same time.
Don't let it go beyond 3 messages, people, if you want to know. But you really should just not wait too long.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cojan, I don't know if we should be exploring Old Man Sinclair's property like this.
Hush up now, help it. Old Man Sinclair's deaf as a coot. He won't hear us. And besides, this is what friends do. Go on adventures and find out the secrets of better sex together.
What was that last part?
Be careful. This is Old Man Sinclair's landmine field.
Oh, Cojan, I'm caught in a bear trap.
Help her, you dummy. Now Old Man Sinclair will hear for sure.
Who's the hand out there? Who will remove? Cut your head off.
Over here, help!
What? Oh, is that Helbert and Corgan out there?
Yeah. No.
I should have known you diglings would find yourselves out here. Here, let me help you out of that trap.
Hey, now I've got your gun, Mr. Sinclair.
Give me that, you dummy.
Oh, here you go.
The tables have turned, Sinclair. Now take us to your locker full of sex tips and secrets.
Easy now. I don't want any trouble. I'm just a simple man trying to make my sex tapes.
Don't give us any size. We just want to know where your award-winning Sexploration series is.
You can buy it on Sinclair Institute on the .com like every other sucker. That's SinclairInstitute.com. SinClair Institute, DOTCUM.
Told you, I just found the tapes. They was hiding here in this giant box that says tapes.
We're gonna be sex masters. Help her, you dummy. Watch out, you're gonna fall on that gun aimed at Old Man Sinclair's head.
Guess we should have gone to SinclairInstitute.com like you said.
Yeah, let's get out of here.
Hey, Cojan, how do you spell that website again?
Help it, you dummy. SinclairInstitute.com.
Like we say where I'm from, it shouldn't be murder to have better sex. Let the good folks of Sinclair Institute take you on your next sexual adventure. So y'all come back to SinclairInstitute.com and use coupon code Emily50 for 50% off any one item. My favorite's the DVD about G-spot pleasures, and my missus likes the Benoit balls. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting Sex with Emily.
Do you want to talk to your guests right now?
Yeah, let's bring them in.
Let's
come on, guests. Wake them up. What should we do with the mics? Do you want me to come over
with you? No, they can just come over here. I'll just stand over here.
Come stand with me.
Yeah, it's your show. You know. Hi, you guests. Ask them the questions.
Let's introduce our guests.
You guys, if you want to stand,
we've got Ben and Jen
Rode,
and I met them at the Good Vibration Sex Summit, and they have a course at a website, explosivesexualhealing.com, and you can check it out. Hi, guys.
Hi.
So good to see you. Thanks for being here with us. Come here, Menace.
That's awesome. Thank you.
You're going to love this stuff. Menace needs to take one of your courses with his woman.
Dang it. Do it.
Seriously?
Every man needs to.
It is too much work.
Every man needs to.
She will buy you Taco Bell, though.
She what?
She will buy you Taco Bell.
She will buy you Taco Bell? Menace, she'll buy you Taco Bell.
That's okay. That's a chick you need to marry.
Okay, so talk to me. Seriously. So you guys are married.
We're married.
Married couple. And you do this sexual healing out of your home.
Right.
Which is awesome. Tell me, okay, what the hell is explosive sexual healing?
Okay, so...
Break it down.
This is something I've been working on for about 2 years, and I was trying to figure out what it was that I was doing that was working so well with lovers, and so I started reverse engineering it and figured out that I was combining G-spot orgasm with hypnotherapy, and that orgasm creates a profound state of trance that everything gets in, and just it's a complete transformation. And so then when I met Jen, I met her 6 months ago, married her 5 months ago.
Oh my God, you guys got married that quickly? That's a whole nother show.
Oh God, it really is.
And so we both quit our
jobs. Wonder you guys are all over each other. And like, they're like, I walked in, they're sitting on each other's lap. I'm like, oh my God, they're so cute.
I know,
and they're married.
Months, right?
No, I'm kidding. I believe in true love.
It may last forever, right?
Thank you.
It may last forever. Okay, wait. So, okay, back up. So you met her, and then you go ahead. Keep talking.
So then she does energy work. So she does the
body Reiki and Reiki. Clairvoyant. Yeah, talk to people's guides. Okay. See angels. All kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah. Wow. So I do the body work and the hypnosis, and she does the energy work, and she like pulls cords and like tells them things about themselves that you know they haven't thought about since they were 7 years old. And
wow,
I mean, she'll, you know, I'll be stuck with something and she'll say one sentence that gets the, you know,
that's amazing.
Makes the client break down.
You guys are like a superhero couple.
Thank you.
Seriously.
That's how we knew that we needed to quit our jobs and get married. And I was a mailman. She was a preschool teacher. And
really? You were a mailman?
Yeah.
You were a mailman for 10 years. And then you started.
California.
In where?
I know. I was a mailman for 2.5 years. She was a preschool teacher for
10 years.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
And you both. So you were having these with women that you were with. Are you okay talking about this?
No, it's totally cool.
6 months before you, he was with other women. It's okay. 6 months ago, before you lived, you existed in his
Some
world.
Some of them we've worked on and are now my close friends.
Oh,
so
I love
really
it.
Cool.
I love that. Yeah. I'm going to Mexico with like two of my ex-boyfriends next week.
Yeah.
We're doing our third session with my last girlfriend tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. My God. This is amazing. So tell me, okay, so then your background is how did you, sorry, you said that you were mailman, but then what, you were doing hypnotherapy? How do you know?
Yeah, so I've been studying sex. I read my first book on sex when I was 17.
Okay.
I read The Complete Idiot's Guide to Sex.
Right.
And Sex for Dummies when I was 17. And I couldn't stop reading about sex. I just wanted more. I wanted to learn more.
Love it.
You know, like, I mean, the clit wasn't enough, you know, like I wanted more than Taco Bell.
You know? That's good. Menace doesn't aspire to much more than that, so Menace, that's good to hear.
And I found the G-spot, and I didn't know what it was, and I just kept going with it and researching it, and even more than researching it, just researching it like in my own experience and figuring out why won't she have a G-spot orgasm,
right?
And then I make it happen. So what I do is I work.
What
with
do you do?
Head. I work with the head more than I work with the body. So. Like, there are statistics out there that say that only a certain percentage of women can achieve G-spot orgasm. But that's just, like, all the programs out there are for helping them achieve G-spot orgasm when they're ready for it.
Right.
So it's like working with the body, but we work with the mind and the
body
rest.
And the spirit, yeah.
And the spirit and all that.
Okay. So you were always obsessed then with G-spot. With everything about sex.
It was my calling. You know, there's something that called
That's
me.
Amazing. You know? That is really amazing. So then, okay, so then you guys met and you had sex and then he did the G-spot thing on you?
I'll let you take that one,
babe. So we met, hung out a couple times, moved
put this
in.
On the frequently asked questions, got, too. Yeah. We just had to add our Ben and Jen swingers to the frequently asked questions.
Got married. Are you?
No, we're not,
but everybody thinks we are. No, we're actually in a secure, committed, monogamous marriage.
Okay,
I know, crazy. We're kind of boring. We both had our fun beforehand. You
right,
know?
Exactly.
So, so I had never experienced a G-spot orgasm before we had met. And it's been really interesting working with other women with this, too, because most women, what we're realizing more and more and more is that most women, even when they think they've experienced a G-spot orgasm,
they haven't.
Really haven't.
Right,
I mean,
right.
What we do is it'll be half an hour long orgasms. And they call the G-spot the goddess spot for a reason.
Right.
Because it really is direct connection with source. So if you think about the sacred goddess ceremonies and the matriarchal cultures, like that's what they were doing. Like,
absolutely.
They were directly connecting women with source. So it's
so
really
what do you
empowering.
Do? So you have a woman coming into your living room and are you actually penetrating her? Or are you
so I'll let you
using sex
that.
Toys?
Yeah. I just want to say to your last question, we didn't actually kiss until the night before she moved in.
Oh.
She moved in 1 month to the day after we met.
Yeah, we were very romantic.
And we got married 2 days later.
Oh, you were romantic.
So the client comes in, we do an intake, and we figure out exactly where they're at now and where they need to be. So let's say the client says, okay, I have childhood issues that are keeping me from calling some of my boyfriend.
God, turn it on me, yeah.
We say, okay, so what do you want instead? You know, she said, I want a boyfriend. I want intimacy. I want to be with the man of my dreams and to let him love me and let him, you know, do his thing and treat me like a woman and whatever it is, you know. And we say, okay, so let's come up with some affirmations. So we come up with some affirmations, which are post-hypnotic suggestions. And whatever those are, we write down three or four of them, and we say those to the clients while they're in orgasm. So we start off with the
And often they're screaming them with us. We're all screaming together.
Yeah. Yeah, they're screaming, I love myself, I love myself.
Good. That's good. Affirmations are very powerful. Yeah, absolutely.
And the thing is, so I taught a little workshop in my sexological bodywork when I was doing my sexological bodywork certification. I taught a 2-hour workshop. And so we had 5 women on tables and 5 people giving them G-spot orgasms and yelling post-hypnotic suggestions at them, their affirmations.
Okay.
And the unanimous feedback at the end was, these affirmations were getting in.
Wow.
And I have never let anyone, like, compliment me like that. Like, usually I deflect or I
– right.
You know, but they all get in and they stick. It's a total hypnotic trance.
That's amazing. So it's just at the point of the whole time building up to orgasm, they're chanting or they're saying their affirmation.
No,
and then...
so leading up to orgasm, it's all, you know, Jen's asking them about stuff from their childhood.
Well, how are they like, okay, so you guys touching them or they have a vibrator?
Yeah,
they're
naked on the table. It's sexological body work, code of ethics. So practitioners fully clothed, touches one way, and we have our vinyl gloves. So, we do full body massage, and then eventually go to the yoni massage, and then eventually work to the G-spot.
Okay. So you are able to provide these G-spot orgasms, or the women are able to achieve them under your tutelage.
Right.
And every woman that comes in?
If they continue. Eventually, so right. if they want to continue, then yes. Mm-hmm. So the women that are initially unable to, we work with them in different ways. We do some hypnosis or we do some Reiki or, you know, there's so many things that will keep a woman from achieving G-spot orgasm. So,
like what? Like, talk to me some of the roadblocks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what we've really found out is that our whole thing is based on full release, which is a step or two beyond orgasm.
Okay.
Like full release where everything in your way of success and of happiness disappears. So, I mean, do you want to talk about that?
Or pleasure centers or, gosh, it's basically.
I know, it's hard to explain. I know, like, what you, because it's so.
It's challenging to put into words. Like, really, sex is in the mind. Like, really, everything in life is in the mind. And so our bodies are all physically capable of a G-spot orgasm, like every woman's body. And so it really is just getting them over the mental blocks. And every woman has different mental blocks. We do tend to work with a lot of really, really powerful women
who are all in their head.
Who tend to be in their head. A lot of businesswomen, a lot of entrepreneurs, things like that. And, you know, often they have egos that tend to be control freaks. Like, I have that too.
Right.
I get it. So that's a really common one. It's not necessarily that, but it is this huge, like, when you're in a half an hour orgasm, you are not in control. You cannot be in control. And so, like, that's one of the biggest roadblocks, I would say. But there are multiple.
Yeah, so the blocks can be anything from being seen to receiving, receiving pleasure, receiving abundance.
Mm-hmm. Or just getting out of your, intimate. But really just getting out of
your head.
That's what I tell women all the time.
Head.
Like, you just have to, like, they're like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, you just have to focus on your body, focus on your breath.
Exactly.
Like, there's so many things that people, like, just don't, like, they just can't do it. They don't get it. They don't.
It almost becomes a form of meditation.
I can't. I'm like the perfect. Yeah, it is like meditation. It totally is. Like, I find myself, you know, that was like 90%. Like, I was reading something about like 60% of women, the top thing they said was they think about their to-do list during sex.
Right.
You know, like, gotta pick up the laundry, you know, like, what? Like, really? Is that what you're thinking about? But it's true. That's where our minds go. It's like, it's like, takes a village to, like, stop. Like, literally, like, you guys are like a village helping women have orgasms because they're so, like, thinking about all the stuff they have to do.
It's a full-time job keeping them, you know, in their body. And actually, so the women that are always in their body, we get them in their head. The women that are always in their head, we get them in their body. You know, the women that leave the universe during an orgasm, we pull them back. The women that stay here, when they're in orgasm, we make them leave the universe. You know, we just give them what they haven't had before.
And so how do you have – so what's the full release then? It's when she –
So full release is when she's in that G-spot orgasm for several minutes and she is just – gone out of her mind, and she's screaming. And
like she's never experienced before.
Exactly. And she's ejaculating all over the place. And she's just, it's a place where she stops resisting and stops fighting her body and starts receiving the pleasure and receiving the full release and receiving.
And from an energetic perspective, it's you'll actually see. I mean, when any woman's in orgasm, you'll see the body tense initially to release.
Right.
But in the full release, you'll actually see them sort of relax into it. And as they relax into it, you'll see them experience this full body orgasm. So the orgasm isn't just concentrated in the sacral. I mean, it can just extend and go and go and go.
And then what's your role? You're standing, so you're doing the actual sexological body work, wearing the gloves and doing the performing the orgasm. Right. And so what is your role, Jen? What you're talking through the process?
Talking through the process, comforting. Often women need comforting. A lot of emotional stuff will tend to come up, especially in the first few sessions. Once we blow out the emotional stuff, then it's just pleasure and then it's just enjoying that, which is also wonderful. So then I would be circulating sexual energy in the body. But initially, it's usually a lot of comforting, and then it's also a perfect opportunity if they need a cord pulled from, like, an old relationship. Or
right, they're still, like, hung up on someone.
Right, it's the easiest way to get in there and just get it out.
And can you only do this through the G-spot orgasm? Like, you have to have the G-spot. Like, what is it about the G-spot, the goddess spot? Like, it's just the way in your body.
I mean, we're still really learning, but it's called the goddess spot for a reason. So, like, I've been doing Reiki for 6 years now, and the lower chakras are the hardest chakras to, like, cleanse in anyone, in myself, in others. Like, they're slower, and they're more stagnant. And it's just an amazing tool. It's just, it works. I'm sure it's not the only tool, but it really works.
What about clitoral orgasms? When you're with the women, because everyone says that you need to have a clitoral 10 seconds, they have one?
No, the clitoral orgasm is a 10, 20 second orgasm. So, you can't throw in too
But
many.
Are you doing that when you're. Explain, so, first of all, what sexological body work is for some people who might not know.
Sexological body work is somatic sex education, or we call it somatic sex re education. So, like in school, high school, I got like, I think, 2 days of sex education classroom.
Right.
And it was all about. Why we shouldn't have sex, because we're going to have these horrible STDs that are going to make my penis hurt.
Exactly.
And I'm going to get some chick pregnant and, like, ruin my life. So, we're teaching people how to receive pleasure. And so they come to us and they're like, hey, I'm a businesswoman. I don't have time to research this stuff. That's our job, is to research it and to know what they need. If I need my taxes done or something, I'll go to them. If they need a 30-minute G-spot orgasm, they can come to me.
Right, right. That's amazing. So women, and they come back. Do you guys have repeat clients that keep coming back? Or is it more like they do it once, they release? So you do programs. You teach workshops?
We have a 30-day and a 60-day and a 90-day program that we work with people on. We haven't gotten into teaching workshops yet. I'm still writing them. We have some amazing ideas. We're actually thinking about moving to Colorado.
Yeah, you should. There's lots of people there who want orgasms. I'm sure.
So the clit is an amazing tool. Back to your question. And I do yoni massage. So I'll work with the clit for a little while and get her turned on. And if she's used to coming with a clitoral orgasm, I'll have her just ride the edge of orgasm without letting her go over for anywhere from 30 minutes to however long. And then,
does your hand get tired?
My arm gets tired, yeah. So I can usually only go for 5 minutes at a time, and then I take a little break, and then go for 5 minutes at a time, and then switch hands or something, and then come back. And
that's amazing.
Yeah, it's like a workout. Like,
it is
really
a work. No,
workout.
No, I know. I've seen it. Like, I've experienced this stuff. But, Jen, how do you feel about him, your husband, doing this with other women?
You can
probably separate it, and you're evolved and all that stuff. But really, sometimes you kind of like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, initially, it's really funny because we actually talked about this with the client today, too. And initially, when we met and I heard what he did, I was like, that is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of. I was like, this is bullshit. Like, I heal people without even touching them.
Right.
Like, this is dumb, And I could go deeper into me and Ben's story. And it's a huge story in and of itself. I knew who he was before I met him.
Right.
So it's – our life is about – it's about life purpose. And it goes so much deeper than an individual thing. And as much as – I can talk to you about it here, and it's like, oh, it seems really sexual, and it is. It's not. It's about healing. It's about deep level soul healing, and that's what I came to this planet to do. So if that answers your question.
Women come in about, you know, asking about orgasm, and I want a deeper orgasm, and I just want pleasure. That's all I want is pleasure. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, then we find out about their deep, deep, deep beliefs and deep stuff going on that's keeping them from
pleasure. That's a lot. And for men too, there's a lot of stuff deep, deep emotional trauma and stuff that, you know. What do you guys think about this whole sex surrogacy thing now? It's a huge, it's different than what you do, than
sexological body work.
But sex surrogacy, my mom keeps asking me, and The Sessions is coming out with Helen Hunt. Do you guys know about this movie coming out?
Yeah, I heard about it.
And she's a sex surrogate, which I think is like great. Like, right. It's similar sort of to what you do, right?
Yeah, definitely.
But what do you think, I mean, why would someone go see a sex surrogate, for example?
So a sex surrogate is... it's an amazing thing. It's not
the same. I get yours is like spiritual, emotional, like all these levels.
No,
but
so there's,
I just feel like that's very topical right now.
Right. So I actually separated what we do from the sex because I was experiencing what I was doing before was kind of like sex surrogacy.
Right.
So in order to separate the healing from the emotions that come along with the sex and all that, I really had to separate the sex from the healing.
Okay.
And so I had to, and in order to make it way more legal and make it more of a mainstream thing and all that. I don't know a whole lot about professional sex surrogacy, but it's amazing. I mean, it's all amazing.
Right. Any it's all a good this... feeling. Like, oh, they're prostitutes or whatever. It's like, no, it's like you're helping people like move through trauma, move through challenges sexually.
Yeah, I mean, that's what geisha and courtesans use
right
to do.
What's the problem, people?
And even
for what we do, it's like, you know, it you have your issues that you bring into your relationship, everyone has them, and then you have your stories around your relationships, and so getting out of that story can be really, really healing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that's why we have boyfriends and husbands that actually bring their wives and girlfriends.
I was gonna ask you about that. Do you teach them, the husbands, what to do?
Yeah.
They're all in the room.
Tell me about that. Not yet.
Oh, okay.
So at first, we open up the women. At first, we open up the girlfriend, the wife, and help them have that full release. Because a lot of times, you know, if they've been married for several years, like Jen was saying, they have stories and they have, like, tension around the sex. And there's, like, you know, it's like this critical thing that they have to fix. And so, you know, if I just teach him and he goes in, you know, it's
right.
Like, oh, that's one more thing he's trying to do. And, you know, he's not an expert. He's, you know, what's he doing? This hurts. You know, I don't like this. And so a lot of times when she comes to us, there's that understanding that she's here paying us to do this with her.
Right.
And she trusts us as the experts. And so we can say, yeah, so I understand that it's really intense and it's going to be really, really intense until you cross over into orgasm, and then it's going to be the most intense pleasure you've had in your entire life.
And then they can replicate this at home with their
partner.
Exactly.
So once she understands that feeling, once she feels it, then we'll bring the boyfriend in. So a lot of times, so in order to have her get to that full release, she'll need to talk a little bit about the relationship.
So you're like a therapist too, both of you.
Yeah, we're definitely counselors as well.
Right?
Yeah, we do coaching and stuff like that.
What about toys? Do you ever use any sex toys?
Yeah, we use vibrators.
Which kind?
We have the what's the one that looks like the what's the big one with the ball on the end of it?
The Hitachi Magic Wand.
Oh, it's amazing.
So we got the wireless waterproof one. Of course, we got to get the waterproof one.
They have a wireless waterproof Hitachi Magic, and you're
it's
just telling me this for the
Magic
first time.
One. It costs like $170.
Okay. Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know,
but that's
at
good
vibes. It's like a couple. You know, a couple vibrators down.
What's the G-spot one?
And then we just got a G-spot vibrator called the Starlet Toy Friend.
Okay.
And so
I'm just obsessed with vibrators, of course.
Yeah,
so I need to know what you're using.
It's wonderful.
It's a great G-spot orgasm or G-spot vibrator because a lot of them are just they're too flimsy and you can't put enough pressure on the G-spot.
Right.
So this one,
there's so many G-spot or G-spot toys right now.
Right. And this one's cheap. It's like $33 on Amazon.
Starlight.
Or
okay.
Something.
Good. Go to Amazon or go to AdamandEve.com. Use coupon code Emily at checkout and get 50% off most items.
It's the pink one.
It's pink.
There's
Starlight.
There are a few of them.
I want to go get it. I have so many vibrators. I moved to LA and it was like literally my entire car was sex toys. My friend was packing me up, not because I was going to use them all.
You
no,
experiment.
But No, I should. I need to more. I mean, you'd think with all the sex toys I have that I would be masturbating like 24/7, but I don't. But I just like have to bring them down just because I like, eventually have to research and I give them away as gifts or I, you know, whatever. But it was after like my whole car were sex toys. Not after I use them. They are not used, but at all. But I was just going to ask you something else. So why, what was I going to say? There was something that was just that you were just saying. Oh, the women with – so there you have you had women in there who have never had an orgasm before?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you've had women who have, like, never even had a clitoral orgasm, clitoral anything.
Yes.
And they were like – so they must have fucking lost their mind.
Yeah. So, I mean, even like, if somebody's never had a even a clitoral orgasm and they have just a quick 1 second, 2 second orgasm, like, epiphanies come out of that.
Right. For sure.
It's a like, huge opening.
They're like, okay, now I understand why people are addicted to this stuff. You know, it's like drugs in your brain.
It is.
And it's
it
legal
is.
And it's amazing.
Is it because they never touch themselves or they never tried or they never had sex? Like, what have you seen?
Lack of desire to touch themselves.
Yeah.
And most of it's rooted. I mean, everyone has different life experiences, but a lot of it boils down to either like family stuff when they were young, shame stuff, or just cultural stuff.
Right. Religion.
Religion.
You know. All that stuff. Like you're going to, you know, right. go blind or get a woman pregnant.
And,
if,
and
you,
if there's not yeah. that, there's often just my parents just didn't talk about it.
Right.
Period.
Even no one talked about it. Thing. Like exactly. nobody. Like maybe exactly. I had sex ed in school for like a minute.
Right. Yeah. And so that can create a disconnect as well.
And that was one of the major things that I got out of the sex summit that we met you at.
Oh, yeah. And Good Vibration like, Sex Summit. It was super, yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was, that was actually really funny, like, the way I met you and I brought up the...
I love it. Oh, you, my Kegel. We should talk about that.
Yeah, I had your Kegel app up and I was like, hey,
I have an app called Kegel Camp.
Off.
I know, that's so funny. So it's Kegel Camp. It's an app for the iPhone that you can do your Kegel exercises. It reminds you to do it. Why do you like it? You use it.
Because you can set an alarm to remind you every single day. So we actually tell all of our clients, like, it's actually in the book that we give our clients.
I
saying,
love it.
Yeah. Saying, buy the Sex with Emily Kegel app.
Oh, I wish I know. And hopefully it'll be for Droid soon, too, because a lot of people don't have iPhones. But
yeah, we need that.
But why do you think they're in? Why are they important to your clients then, you think?
Because Kegels are, I mean, we
I mean,
out,
I know why, but I want to hear you
say. We work out every other muscle in our body. Why not our sexual
exactly.
muscles? Like, it's a mate. You need it. Okay, so they did a, they actually did research. The Mayo Clinic, they interviewed every woman that came in for a while. I think it was like 6,000 women. My numbers could be totally off. But there's a direct correlation from orgasm to Kegel strength. So if a woman never had an orgasm,
right.
you know, she had no Kegel strength. Women that could achieve clitoral orgasm, slightly stronger Kegels.
Right.
Women that could achieve orgasms during intercourse and clitoral orgasms,
right.
super strong Kegels.
Super strong Kegels, 5 minutes
Kegels.
A day. You have to do it, mm-hmm. men and women.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
People mm-hmm. don't realize that men can do them. It's mm-hmm. like those pee-stopping muscles starting and stopping the flow of urine. It is. It's
multiple
so important.
Orgasms
multiple
for men.
Orgasms. I know. I need to start so doing it again too. Do you use it too? The app. I need to do it. I know it's okay if you don't. Because
I
don't even use it. I don't have time.
I love jade eggs. I don't know if you work with jade eggs
no.
at all. And rose quartz eggs. They're also
amazing. Oh, like the balls that you stick inside you.
Absolutely. Exactly. So that's actually what I wear. And
so
I
how
just,
long do you wear them for?
Oh my God. Well, I actually had to stop wearing them for a little bit because I was just wearing them all day and it
right.
just kind of like your body sort of like. Scrunches
right.
naturally, and then I do a lot of vinyasa yoga.
So okay. it was like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It was ridiculous. So I mean that works for me, but I mean we advise both, and it's just
right.
It's
oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Thank you. And I have another iPhone app out called Sex Drive. It's Emily's Sex Drive, and it helps couples improve their sex life. They answer a few questions, and then they come in, and then they answer a few questions, and then every day you get a little. Every day you get a little proposition, an envelope that you open on your iPhone, and it says, this is what you should try today. Today you should give your partner a massage. And then it's called the sex drive because you can choose between 5 and 30 days for your sex drive and improve your sex life.
Love
because
it.
We're going to, yeah, you got to add that to your list.
Absolutely.
So what I was saying about seeing you at the good
Yeah. Tell me.
What we really got out of that was that people really don't have the information that they need.
No.
And I really got the mm-hmm. importance of why people like you and I and Jen and everyone else that was there are doing what we do because the world needs this.
I know.
Right,
do you hear these people emailing me too? Like, mm-hmm. hundreds a day. They're like, I don't understand orgasms. Yeah. I don't understand relationships.
And that's all stuff that we're working with too on a daily basis.
That's great.
So it really resonates.
Oh, and so, so one of the great things about that full release is that once we help them work through whatever it was that was blocking them to having that full release. First of all, that block is gone in their everyday life, too. That block
right,
too.
That's what it sounds like. So it's a combination. Yeah. They loop. Okay, the block is gone.
It's gone for their relationships, at their work. They can, you know, just abundance, you know, happiness. You know, their blocks to happiness, to being seen, heard, whatever. They give better speeches. So when they get to that space of full release, their orgasms are better. They have more orgasms. I get after every session, I'll get texts the next day. Oh, my God. I just had 3 G-spot orgasms with my boyfriend and 5 clitoral orgasms.
Oh, my God.
This is the best thing that's ever happened.
That is like your selling point alone. Why doesn't everyone come see you? Can they do it over the phone?
So we have
How does you guys work? Tell me real quick because we've got a few seconds left. So okay, it's explosivesexualhealing.com. We'll also have it on our website, sexwithemily.com.
Yeah, you can just email me at ben@explosivesexualhealing.com. And we do free 30-minute strategy sessions where you can just call us and talk to me about for half an hour about anything you want. I'll answer your questions and let you know what the next steps are.
Okay, that's cool. So people can call and kind of fill it out because they're like, oh, that sounds good. I want that, but I don't know. They could just call and talk to you. That's
exactly.
Awesome.
And Jen does have a lot of amazing Reiki services. She does.
I always wanted to try it.
Yeah.
She does.
I know. I should come. I know,
that's
right?
Awesome. Yeah.
She's amazing.
I should totally do it before I go back to LA.
You should.
I need one now. Like,
yeah,
can we do it now?
I'm so tense.
Were you seeing how tense I was?
I was actually going to add, I almost did something on you before you started.
This has been so great. Thank you so much. Explosive Sexual Healing, Ben and Jen. Thank you so much for being here at Sex with Emily.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening. Was it good for you? Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com.
Screaming or cock ring, it'll bring you lots of pleasure if you like that kind of thing and stuff. Put it at the base of your penis and do your lady or your man if you're into that. They might have a redder for ladies and pleasure kids for couples. Are you part of a couple? I'm sure not. But if I was, I'd be pleasing my lady or my man with the product from the screaming up.